you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
On this episode of Newt's World, inflation is eating away at wage increases. The Dow is down 18% for the year so far. The Fed just raised interest rates 0.75 points, and gas is over $5 a gallon. And the real question is, are we headed towards a recession? On Meet the Press, Larry Summers, who served as Secretary of the Treasury under President Clinton, said we are headed towards a recession.
All economic forecasts have uncertainty. My best guess is that a recession is ahead. I base that on the fact that we haven't had a situation like the present with inflation above 4 and unemployment below 4 without a recession following within a year or two.
When talking with reporters on Monday in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, President Biden said when asked if a recession is more likely than ever.
I was talking to Larry Summers this morning. And there's nothing inevitable about a recession.
Depending on who you believe about a possible recession, there is no time like the present to be prepared for the future. I came across Michelle Singletary's thoughtfully written column, 7 Ways You Can Financially Prepare for a Recession, and found it so helpful, I wanted to have her on so she could share it with our listeners. So I'm really pleased to welcome my guest, Michelle Singletary. She writes the nationally syndicated column, The Color of Money, which appears in the Washington Post on Wednesdays and Sundays. She's also written 4 personal finance books, including What to Do with Your Money When a Crisis Hits, A Survival Guide, and The 21-Day Financial Fast, Your Path to Financial Peace and Freedom. Michelle, welcome and thank you for joining me on Newt's World.
Thank you for having me.
So we heard Larry Summers on Meet the Press say we are headed towards a recession. Then Janet Yellen, the current Secretary of the Treasury, appeared on This Week and said,
I expect the economy to slow. It's been growing at a very rapid rate as the labor market has recovered and we have reached full employment. It's natural now that we expect a transition to steady and stable growth. But I don't think a recession is at all inevitable.
In your judgment, who should Americans believe at this point? Do you have a sense that we are moving towards a recession or not?
You know, I wish I really could say, because I think it would ease a lot of people's mind, even if we were headed or
currently in a recession, but we really don't know. There's still some other really strong indicators like unemployment, low unemployment, and people are still buying, even though they're pulling back some because of inflation. I mean, you look at the housing market, it's still very hot. But definitely there's some hot spots that's problematic, rising consumer prices, gas prices, rents, and so forth. So at this point, it's too soon to say whether or not we're in a recession.
I thought it was interesting that J.P. Morgan Chase's CEO, Jamie Dimon, said at the Bernstein's 38th Annual Strategic Decisions Conference, quote, an economic hurricane is coming. And he pointed to the war in Ukraine, rising inflation and interest rate hikes from the Federal Reserve. He went on to say, quote, right now it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. Everyone thinks the Fed can handle this. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way. We just don't know if it's a minor one or a superstorm. You better brace yourself. So I thought it was fascinating against that background where people aren't quite sure what's going to happen. You decided to write 7 ways that you can financially prepare for a recession, which I think has to be about as timely a column as I've seen in a long time. What led you to do that?
Well, because I feel like there's so much panic right now. It's like that story, Chicken Little, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. And for some people it is, but for a great number of Americans, it isn't. Are you upset that you have to pay more at the gas pump? Yes, I am. But I can still go on a vacation. My family can still go eat out. It might cost us more, but we can handle that. And I just wanted to say, listen, folks, calm down. Feel what you feel. Because it is scary, but don't act on those fears. And so there's lots of criticism right now about who should have done what and when. But it's like, I don't know, Nuke, I'm not a big sports fan, but I sit in front of a football game and I'm like, oh, what did you do? You should have kicked this. You should have gotten this. But I'm not on the field. I couldn't kick anything. And I really think that's what's going on right now. And so what I wanted to say is, yeah, we're in a bear market, but guess what? That actually works to your benefit if you do dollar cost averaging, meaning you put a certain amount of money in the market on a regular basis. And so now you're buying more things, if you will, on sale. And if you've got some time to go, it's going to work out. Recessions end, bear markets end. And if we use history, the markets recover and then some. And so you got to wait for that then some. And you can't be there in place for that if you pull out, if you pull back, if you make rash financial decisions in the heat of the moment. You know, and I wanted to just say, I'm with you on that. I'm a regular person too. I got a regular 401k. My husband's a government worker. He's got a TSP, a thrift savings account. So we're there with you, you know, kids coming out of college, but we're not going to panic. And I want to show you how not to panic. So take advantage of the bear market. Be a super saver right now. If you still have your job, if you still got income coming in, if a recession is coming, now's the time to stockpile some cash. Have bonds in your portfolio. Don't pull back on bonds. And if you've got time in your schedule, go ahead and get a second job, get a gig job, get something, and then save that money. There are things that you can do leading up to this. So if a recession does hit, the worst happens, you'll be better prepared for that storm.
I have to ask you on behalf of all of us who don't know nearly as much as you do about finances, can you describe what a bear market is and why is it called a bear market?
So basically, bear market is, you know, at some point, say in January, the market hit a high. And then from January until now, it decreased or it went down 20%. It's 20% less than at its recent high. And then you enter a bear market. And they use the bear because, you know, everyone's like really scared of what's happening with equities or stocks.
And as I understand it, the bear market doesn't last forever.
That's right. That's right. We had a pandemic bear market, lasted a month, you know, and different ones last longer, but on average about 11 months and some shorter, some longer. So that's why you have to not panic and just be calm about it, particularly if you have some time before retirement or even if you're in retirement. I mean, I had this woman say, I got so scared, I moved everything into bonds. But what I pointed out to her was that you weren't going to use all that money at one time. So you want to make sure that your money is in a place that it has the potential to grow and keep pace with inflation. And so you don't want to move it all to the mattress or to bonds or something low, because you want to make sure that your money in the future is going to buy the things that you need in the future. So even in retirement, you need to have some exposure to growth. And that means taking on a little bit more risk.
Now, you talk about dollar cost averaging. What is that?
It's what most of us do, and we don't even know we're doing it. If you have a workplace retirement plan, you tell your employer, hey, take this amount of money out of my paycheck and put it in the market, you know, either mutual funds, equities, bonds, and so forth. And you do it on a regular basis, every paycheck. That's dollar cost averaging. So basically, when the market is hot, things cost more. You're not buying as much. But when things go down, you're buying more shares. And it all kind of evens out. It kind of all averages out. And that's what dollar cost averaging is.
So you really would have sort of a pattern for most people of regularly buying some stock, no matter what the market itself is doing.
That's right. I don't own individual stocks. I do mutual funds, low index funds, and so forth. But that's what I think regular average investors should do. You don't need to watch the markets every day as an average investor. You're not day trading. You're not trying to hedge against something. And so you set it and you kind of forget it. You make sure that you're diversified, your portfolio meets your risk tolerance. So maybe if you're kind of a risky person, maybe you've got 60 or 70% in equities or stocks and then the rest in bonds and vice versa. But the whole point is that you set up a portfolio that is diversified, has something in each asset classes so that when things happen, you are covered. It doesn't mean that your portfolio is not going to go down, but it won't go down as much as, say, if you had all your money in one stock and the stock kind of blew up.
So you also really urge people not to try to time the market. What do you mean by that?
There was an experiment with stock picking and monkeys, and they monkeys, you know, threw the darts and they kind of outperformed the professionals. So the point is, we don't know where things are going. And so people will say, well, I'm just going to get out until the market gets better and then I'm going to get back in. Well, what we found is that when people did that in the Great Recession, guess what? They didn't come back in, because they just got used to being out and they're so afraid. And you don't know when to jump back in. You have to know where the bottom is to come back in. That's the definition of trying to time the market. Even the professionals can't do that. And so as a regular person, you can't try to figure out, I'm going to get out and when things get better, I'm going to get back in. You may get back in at the bottom or at the top. You don't know. And so you don't try to time it. You just set the amount that you're going to invest. This is what I have to invest. 300, 400, 500, whatever part of your paycheck. Then you put it in the market and you let the market do what it does, which is historically, over time, gives you a good return that will help you keep pace with inflation. So your dollar today in 10 years is going to buy the milk and bread and housing that you need in 10 years.
One of the most famous investors in the 1920s used to sit on a bench in Jackson Park in Washington and was asked by a reporter one day, what was the secret? He said, well, it's really pretty simple. He said, you know, you buy low and you sell high. And the reporter said, well, how do you know high and low? He said, well, you know, that's sort of the magic of it.
That's true.
I think since most of us aren't magicians.
We are not.
We don't quite have that knack.
That's right. We are not.
Hi, this is Newt. We have serious decisions to make about the future of our nation. Americans must confront big government socialism, which has taken over the modern Democratic Party, big business, news media, entertainment, and academia. In my new book, Defeating Big Government Socialism, Saving America's Future, I offer strategies and insights for everyday citizens to save America's future and ensure it remains the greatest nation on earth. It is a must-read for any concerned citizen. Here's a special offer for my podcast listeners. You can pre-order my book, Defeating Big Government Socialism, right now at Gingrich360.com/book, and the book will be shipped directly to you when it comes out on July 12th. Don't miss out on this special offer to pre-order my new book today. go to Gingrich360.com/book to order your copy now. Order it today at Gingrich360.com/book.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now, you also urge people in this really well done and fascinating article to get rid of their credit card debt now. Now, why is that?
Well, first of all, it's the most expensive debt for you to carry. And right now, we know that the Fed is trying to control inflation by increasing its interest rates, which eventually impact the rates you pay on your credit cards. So we know that rates on credit cards are going to increase as the Fed tries to control inflation. They've said, if we can't control it, we're going to keep raising rates, which means your credit card rates are going to go up. And it's not just on the current purchases, it's on things you bought long ago. So if you're rolling over credit card debt from month to month, it's going to cost you more and you need to get rid of that debt. And here's the other reason why you want to get rid of it. If we go into a recession or a long-term down market, the less you have on your books, the less debt you have, the less things you have to pay, the more likely you can weather that storm if you lose your job or have a disruption in your income. I hate debt, Newt. I hate it with a passion. I mean, like if debt was a person, I'd slap it. And so I want other folks to hate it so much that they get it off their books. So if the worst happens, we do enter a recession. You know, you'll be able to pay your bills because you're not being dragged down by the debt that you have. My husband is a golfer. This is how I look at it. And he likes to buy those really beautiful golf umbrellas that are really sturdy and big. And I'm very frugal. So I'll go to the dollar store and buy like a dollar umbrella, you know, but I have to buy a whole bunch of them because the wind comes and it's gone. But my husband's umbrella protects him. And there may be a storm that comes that rips that umbrella, but it's got to be a really strong storm. My dollar umbrellas, you just look at it and it breaks. So if you don't have debt, think of it as having that golf umbrella. If you have savings, think of it as having that golf umbrella. It may not last the whole part of the storm, but it sure will keep you dry for most of it.
And you don't just recommend about credit card debt, but you go a step further and suggest that people should stockpile savings.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Savings is your savings grace. And I'm going to tell you, it's harder for me to get people to save in good times. It's actually kind of counterintuitive, right? Because you think when you have good times, you've got more to save. So of course you would save. But people don't anticipate bad times. As long as that regular paycheck is coming in, oh, I'll save, I'll get to it, I'll get to it, until it's too late. And so I encourage you, like in my book, What to Do with Your Money When Crisis Hits, I say I live like I'm always in a recession. And people are like, well, that just sounds so depressing. I'm like, no. What it says is it recognizes that, you know what? We may be in a recession and it's going to be over. And guess what? There's another one that's going to come behind it. That's just how our economy works. And so if I always stay in the position that something could happen, it forces me to save when I've got that money to save. It forces me to not take on debt. My husband and I pay cash for our cars. We sent all our kids to college debt free because we're super savers. And now things are great for our kids. My youngest has just graduated. She's going to be an educator. And she's graduating into an economy that gas is more, food is more. But guess what? She doesn't have any student loan debt. So her teacher's salary will go a lot further for her because she doesn't have debt on her books because her parents saved even when things were good.
You know, you also have interesting advice for younger workers that gives them a greater ability to weather any kind of storm. And I think it's fascinating. You actually think it's good for younger workers to have roommates and to share the cost of housing.
Yeah, I do. I think most young adults, if they can, should live with their parents. And I'm not talking for a couple of years. This is going to like blow you away. Like, I think they should be there 5, 6, 7 years. We have 3 young adults who are college educated living with us right now. And we encourage it. It was by design. Because if they live at home for that length of time and they take almost all their paycheck, which they're doing, and save it. For example, my oldest, she's 27. She will never have a car note because she's saving for her next car because she's living here. We don't have to charge her rent. And she's saving probably like 90% of her paycheck. And she's putting 15% in her retirement plan. And she's saving for that car that she's going to buy in 3 or 4 years. And if she stayed longer, I'm not sure she will, but if she does, if she saved almost all her paycheck, by the time it comes for her to be a homeowner, she could almost buy her house outright, if not close to it. Now imagine your young adult buying a house in their early 30s with no mortgage. That is a financial game changer. But in our culture, they get into their 20s, oh, they got to be out on their own. They got to show how they're being responsible. What, to spend $2,000-$3,000 a month in an apartment on rent when they could save that money and secure the rest of their life? And, you know, it's hard living with young adults and older parents, but, you know, we get through it. We have rules in place and it works. And we're just so elated that they're here and they'll be able to save. Now, it's not for everybody. Maybe you've got some issues with your home life, but if you can do it, if you've got all the relatives, do it. If you can keep the roommates, a couple of roommates, to keep that cost down for as long as possible and set yourself up for financial freedom in the end, it's worth it to share your space for that decade or two to make sure that things are okay.
So you actually help launch them beyond their education.
We do. And it's so funny because my oldest, she was not feeling it. She's like, I don't know. And it turned out to be brilliant because she's able to save so much. And my son, who is on the autism scale, you know, he's trying to launch himself. And so here, living with us, there's no pressure of rent. There's no pressure if he loses his job or takes a little bit longer to find his career path. And even my youngest, who's like, yeah, I'm not feeling living with y'all. And she's got a little bit of commute if she lives with us. But she started to look for apartments and she said, you know what? I think you're right about that. I think I'm going to live at home and save this money. And she's the most difficult one. Isn't the youngest the one that gives you the most trouble? But, you know, I'm okay with it. Fussy with my husband, we close doors and I'm like, ah! But I know at the end, once they all launch, they won't have to come back. And that's how we do it. We look at down the road.
And hopefully by that time, they will have learned a lot of your habits and they'll be on the same track of success and the same opportunity.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You go a step beyond savings. You also strongly recommend establishing a backup to your emergency fund. Now, what does that mean?
So I was talking to one expert from Morningstar, and she said, so I don't advise to do this as a first resort, but while you have a job, while your income is good, to line up, say, a home equity line of credit. It's the idea of just to have it there if the worst case situation happens. You know, you lose your job or something happens, and then you can tap that during the hard times. Or, you know, it's really important to have good relations with your folks, your people, your relatives and friends, so that maybe your backup emergency. You can say, hey, listen, I need your help. Can you help me? You can't do that if you don't have good, strong relations with folks. And it's not a matter of using them, but just saying, in my time of need, I can go to these folks to say, help me out. And if you are doing well for yourself, you ought to position yourself to help people without them even asking. We had a relative who lost her job during the pandemic. She worked in food services, and you know, lots of restaurants were closed down. And I found out that she was having difficulty. I didn't make a big deal about it. My husband and I discussed it. We sent her, you know, rent payments for a couple of months. And she's like, I'll pay you back. I said, absolutely not. We don't loan anybody any money. We give it to them. But we have a good relationship with her. So that backup could be a home equity line of credit. It could also be a relationship. And if you've got some shaky relationships, you need to fix them now. You know, that means getting therapy, get some therapy. If you're not in good relations with your parents, you know, get better relations or your siblings, especially those who may be doing better for themselves. And if you are the sibling doing better, I would hope that you live by the principle of to whom much is given, much is required.
That's a great, great principle. Now, you say something here that I've never understood in all the years that I've sort of messed around with investing. And you say, don't underestimate the power of having bonds in your retirement portfolio. What is the virtue of bonds, which often return less than stock, but also tend to not lose as much as stock? Why do you like bonds?
Well, the idea of an investment portfolio is to have balance. So historically, when stocks are crashing, bonds are doing okay because people flee to the safety of bonds. And so they become more desirable. Now, lately, bonds are paying not much at all, especially when you compare it to inflation. But you want to have that safety part of your portfolio so that, for example, you're in retirement and you've got to pull money out, right? So bonds aren't tanking like maybe your equities or stocks. So then you can cash those out to fund the things that you need to, while you let the stocks stay put to recover, because they historically will, for the most part, in a balanced portfolio. So it's just about having balance, right? It's the same principle of not putting all your eggs in one basket. It's the same principle of not having all of your investment in one stock or one, God forbid, cryptocurrency. You know, you want to have diversity, and bonds gives you that diversity.
Finally, you suggest that a lot of people ought to look at getting a part-time job in addition to their main job, and then should attempt to save whatever the part-time income is.
That's right. Yeah. So people sometimes get a part-time job because they want to elevate their lifestyle, right? Now, some people get a part-time job because one job can't do it all. It can't put the food on their table or keep the roof over their heads. I'm not talking about those folks, people who are struggling. They have two jobs because that's what they need. But there's some of us who get part-time jobs because we want to do more. We want to have more. And so if you're in that latter group, get that job, that weekend job or after-hours job, or maybe you can monetize your skills if you're a tutor or you teach or you play music. Maybe you do some music lessons. Maybe you're good with Excel. You create something online. And then use that money to build your emergency fund, not to elevate your lifestyle. So you're not going to use that money to take a vacation or buy more clothes or buy a bigger, better car. You're going to then take that money and stockpile it. And I don't tell people anything that I don't do myself. So I write books, 4 financial books. Do you know, I can't really even pinpoint anything that I use with that money to buy myself something. We use that money to put into our kids' college fund so that they wouldn't graduate with debt. And we keep our cars for like 10, 15, 20 years. I mean, I'm on a first name basis with the local tow truck drivers because I just keep my car forever. And so that extra income that came from my books, we didn't buy better cars. I didn't buy clothes or shoes or a purse. We stockpiled that because we knew the greatest gift we could give to our children is for them to graduate with no debt. The greatest gift we could give to our children is that if they decided they want to go get a master's to elevate their earning potential, we could pay for that. So we can pay for them to get a master's and they don't have to have any debt. We did that for our oldest. She has a master's. We paid for it so that she wouldn't have to take on any debt. And so use that income to do something that has a lasting effect for your financial life.
What do you say to people who are literally just trying to make ends meet in a period where inflation is going up faster than salaries, and they're just trying to pay their rent or their mortgage, just trying to pay their monthly bills and their gas and their groceries? What's your advice to somebody who's right at the margin where they're just a little bit below being able to save?
That's such a hard question. And every time somebody asks it, it makes me want to cry because I don't have this cookie cutter quick answer. But what I do tell them is look at the parts of your budget that cost you the most. And housing is number one. And so if you can have shared housing situations, if you're a single mom with kids, maybe there's another single mom with kids that you guys could get a house together or apartment together. If you can go back and live with your parents or other relatives. I've had couples with kids who were in a situation where somebody lost their job and they were just barely making it. I said, call your parents and see, can everybody come back and live? And everybody's going to be on top of everybody and everybody might not even have their own bed, but that's okay for now. And some people are already doing that. And then while you're still doing it, do what you can to elevate your skills so that you can maybe get a better job. So take advantage of any courses that have training at community college. Don't want you to take on any debt for that, but look for opportunities to train yourself so that you can get more money. And then you've got to be just masterful at your budget. You just don't have any extra. And that's really hard in a country where we live above our means. Everybody, right? The people making good money. I mean, I know people making high 6 figures, and if they lost their job, would be broke day one. And so it's really hard to tell them to pull back even more when they see so many other people getting and doing things. But I can tell you that you can do it. It's very tough. I was raised by my grandmother who had a minimum wage type job, and she was able to do it raising 5 grandchildren with no public assistance, by the way. She didn't take the money. She took the health care, but not the money. And she managed to do it by watching her budget and being as frugal as possible and saying no to us when we wanted things that she couldn't afford to get us.
It's amazing. You're a remarkable person. I mean, I think your personal story is as good as your column.
Thank you.
And I'm really glad we had a chance to talk about things, and you make it so real and you come alive in a way that's very exciting and very, very positive. So I want to thank you for joining me. I know how busy you are, and I want to remind our listeners that you write a nationally syndicated personal finance column entitled The Color of Money, which appears in the Washington Post on Wednesdays and Sundays. And if they have a personal finance question for you, they can call 1-855-ASK-POST. That's 1-855-275-7678. I just want to thank you. This is a very timely conversation, and it's going to help a lot of people do better in the coming months. So thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Thank you to my guest, Michelle Singletary. You can get a link to her article, 7 Ways You Can Financially Prepare for a Recession, on our show page at NewsWorld.com. NewsWorld is produced by Gingrich 360 and iHeartMedia. Our executive producer is Garnsey Sloan. Our producer is Rebecca Howell. And our researcher is Rachel Peterson. The artwork for the show was created by Steve Penley. Special thanks to the team at Gingrich 360. If you've been enjoying NewsWorld, I hope you'll go to Apple Podcasts and both rate us with 5 stars and give us a review so others can learn what it's all about. Right now, listeners of NewsWorld can sign up for my 3 free weekly columns at gingrich360.com/newsletter. I'm Newt Gingrich. This is NewsWorld.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.